do you stand for? What are the values that you hold that are non-negotiable? Today, you're going to learn about viewpoint. And we're looking now at going to the side here, going to viewpoint, which point of view is another part of that. So what is point of view? This refers to the aspect of what do you stand for? What are the values that you hold that are non-negotiable? What are the convictions that stir you up, that really create an energy in you in terms of motivation when you are focused on something? A conviction, when I say a conviction, I mean something that you're passionate about, that really stirs you, that brings you life, that also might frustrate you, get you riled up when there's something violating that. These are the things that when you communicate them, there may be people who disagree with you. So it might create a polarization. Polarization meaning you begin to see among the people that maybe you associate with or who are online, who are your followers, your audience, where some people may drop off and some people are going to stay. If you are true to your personal point of view, your personal convictions, your personal values, if you stay true, you will see that, definitely see that to a much degree. And in fact, you need to come to a place where you're okay with that, where there's a polarization and the people that are truly the people that you're meant to talk to will be the people that will stay, because there is a shared viewpoint, there's a shared convictions, there's a shared goal, there's a shared value system. But point of view is really important. Now, this could come into play in the area of politically, it could come in educationally, of spiritually, it could come in the area of your view on leadership or view on conflict resolution, like depending on your subject matter. It could be really fine-tuned. Now, I'm not saying that you have to agree on everything, but in the area that you're called to lead with in terms of your messaging or your message, then it is going to have a certain voice to it, which is your viewpoint. So let me give you an example. In the scriptures, we know that Jesus went against culture. He had a viewpoint on what it meant to be in relationship with the Father, what it meant to be for eternal life, for example. He went against the cultural mindset of the day, the religious mindset of the day, and his viewpoint was not always accepted. His viewpoint was not always, even his disciples didn't really understand it at the beginning. And they just thought, this guy, wow, you know, something about him we love, but there's something that's weird when he talks about some of these things. And so there was a polarization even among the people that followed Jesus. It says, if you read the scriptures, some went because they couldn't handle what he was saying. They couldn't. And so that's a very, very vivid example, if you look at the scriptures, of a polarization and where Jesus stood on his convictions and his viewpoint. We see that in times where he actually went in and overturned tables in the synagogue, because his viewpoint was different than theirs, that this does not belong here. This is not what you do in this sacred place where the presence of the Lord is. The other thing is, which in Luke 8, if you remember the story where the woman pressed in on the crowd, she had what they said, an issue of blood, basically bleeding for many, many years, and had a problem, a disease that would cause her to hemorrhage for years. And she pressed in and she touched Jesus. Now in his day, in his culture, the mindset, the viewpoint was, if you touch something unclean, you become unclean. If you touch the leper, you become unclean. If you touch this woman who's got an issue of blood, you become unclean. But what was Jesus' viewpoint? His viewpoint was, if I touch something, what I touch becomes clean, because I come with the purity and the cleanliness from heaven. So anything I touch, it becomes clean. It's the opposite. And so again, it could create a polarization of like, whoa. Now, this is actually very applicable in our culture today around the world as we find ourselves in this pandemic. But that's just an example of a viewpoint, conviction that he was willing to follow through on and walk out, even though there was opposition, even though there was varying mindsets on this. Now, I know some of you might say, well, yeah, but he was God. He was Jesus. Don't forget, he laid down his deity to come to the earth to be a human. So he walked on the earth as a human, like you and I. So he demonstrated, he gave us an example of how to live, how to walk out this relationship with Father God connected to our source while in a human form and interacting with human elements, with human environments, with human situations. So one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, and I'm asking you, are you willing to stand up for what you hold as truth, as strong convictions, as value? Now, this could be in the area of your morality, in the area of your spiritual beliefs, but it could also be in other areas, like in terms of in a workplace, how people treat one another, or in the area of health and healing. It crosses over every area of life, but you may have strong convictions and you have to ask yourself, am I willing to stand in that place when there is opposition and be true to who I am and really be able to stand in that viewpoint, even though it means that some may not like, some may leave, and some may love me and continue with me. It's a great separation of those who are meant to be your right fit people. So this is one of the ways that you begin to get clarity as to who are your right fit people. Who are the people that you're meant to reach in a bigger way? It might get smaller, but the impact will be bigger.